And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, supplements for hay are being evaluated by many area ranchers. Some advice today.
For a lot of producers, the main supplement is going to be hay. So if we know what the quality is of that hay, we may or may not have to add an additional supplement. So if we feed a starch supplement, that can shift the microbial population away from fiber digesters to starch digesters. So then when they go back out on pasture, we might have an adjustment period there. So if you do feed a starch supplement, limit how much they get to maybe only 5 to 6 pounds daily.
All right, good stuff, James. And hey, we'll have more on hay when we come back.
The 50th annual production sale for Fry Angus Ranch is this Sunday, February 2nd at 1 o'clock, held at the ranch just south and west of Granville, North Dakota, in their heated sale barn. There's a complimentary lunch at noon. The 2025 offering is 100 performance-tested yearling bulls and 24 registered heifers. View the website at fryangusranch.com. This Sunday, February 2nd, 1 o'clock at the ranch, south and west of Granville, North Dakota. Fry Angus, the brand of performance.
Hi, this is Eddie Klein with Klein Scimitar Ranch. I would like to invite you to our 13th annual production sale, Sunday, February 2nd at the ranch, 5 miles west and 1 mile north of Hertzfield, North Dakota. Selling will be 58 powerful black and red scimitar bulls, 18 commercial bred heifers, 12 commercial open heifers, and 24 registered open heifers. Please contact Matt at 701-693-6317. dvauction.com or our website www.klsrcows.com.
Talking hay and feed today on Ranching Issues with James Rogers. And James, how is the hay market out there?
Well, last year we had a pretty good production year, so there's a fair amount of hay sitting around in various places. So we've had questions, should producers be buying up some of this surplus hay so they'll have an excess to carry forward into the next year? As long as you can do a few things in advance. One, what's the nutrient quality of that hay? Two, do you know what the price of the hay is on a per ton basis? A third is, can you store it and maintain the quality that you have when you purchase? Because during storage, whether we have deterioration, and if you're in a situation where you might lose as high as 50% in storage, well, that hay that was a good buy is no longer a good buy.
All right, good stuff, James. That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Fry Angus Production Sale, by the Klein Simmental Production Sale, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for your ag banking solutions.